Hey, you guys, what is up? Welcome back to Gals on the Go podcast. I'm Danielle.
I'm Brooke. Happy Wednesday. Happy to have you guys here.
Happy Wednesday. Hope you're sitting down or standing up or on a walk or I don't even know. I hope you're just having a lovely day. And we've got a good episode for you guys.
We do. We're trying to do like, I feel like a mix of like the quarantine content and the non-quarantine content. Because sometimes it's like, I don't know. What's your opinion on it? Like, I think it's nice to get your mind off of things, but then people do the whole, like, you don't care about it. Like, you're insensitive. So it's like the fine line, you know?
Yeah, I would agree. It's, oh, also your nails look really pretty. Off topic.
Kiss stick-ons. They're fun. You should get them. I really recommend them.
I'm very highly suggesting. Delaney was like, she was like, you look so weird without your nails painted. I was like, oh, God. I'm like offended, but like, it's so true. I have man hands. No, I agree. I think it's good to address, but it's also good to not like nag on it. I don't really know the right word.
Yeah, no, I feel the same way. Cause it's like when you go on to like YouTube or any form of social media and it's just like overkill with the content, it's like, oh, you want to escape it somehow in your real life, but then you log onto social media and you can't escape it there. So it's like, where is the escape? I don't know.
It's right here, darlings. No, I'm kidding. Well, today we are going to be talking a little bit about quarantine. We were inspired by the Girls Gotta Eat episode last week. They were talking about like kind of the different stages of quarantine and like, you know, things people do week 1 to 2 and 2 to 3 and like how things have been progressing and what we've been up to. Mm-hmm. So we kind of came up with our own list. Some were inspired by them. It's just going to be funny. I don't know. I'm excited.
It is going to be funny. And just things that we've been, I mean, I feel like we've kind of talked about things we've been doing, just things we've been noticing. And, yeah. A few specific topics. I think it'll be interesting to kind of dive into. But before that, we have so much housekeeping.
So much housekeeping. Get your brooms, get your mops. Let's get after it. Brooke, why don't you tell them the exciting announcement?
Okay. So you guys probably have seen on our social media, for the first time ever, we are doing like our big merch announcement with a set time where the merch is dropping. So if you're listening to this, it might already be up, but it will be, Wednesday the 29th. I just have to check my calendar to make sure that that's the right date. Wednesday the 29th, 9 a.m. Eastern time. So I know that's like random times for everybody across the globe, but our merch does ship internationally, by the way. We're restocking the merch, the tie-dye that sold out. How quickly, Danielle?
Like so quickly. I had like a picture I was going to post that day of me in the hoodie. And when I posted, there was like only like 15 left and I felt pointless. But that was at like 10 a.m. or 11 a.m.
It was. And I will say we didn't really stop. We wanted to do like just a quicker round of that just to see how it would sell. And those sold like really, really fast. So we did a much larger inventory buy this time of the pink tie-dye and the new colors.
You guys. It's kind of funny. So like one color Brooke picked out and one color I picked out. So it's kind of like the Brooke to your Danielle situation. So we've got the pink. I went for the neon green. So there's going to be a neon green tie-dye hoodie that says Gals on the Go. The same design, just neon green. And it's hype, y'all. And then Brooke picked out one as well.
I picked out the blue. And you would think like blue. When I thought of like blue tie-dye at first, I was like, not really into it. But it's a really pretty blue. It's like a mix of, you know, obviously
it's
tie-dye.
Like, it's kind of like the one I'm wearing right now, but a little darker blue.
It is. I like how our hoodies are very like fluorescent though. Like the colors really show.
Yes.
And just such high quality. The tie-dye is a different material than the original Don't Text. If you guys have the original Don't Text, it's different. I would say it's thicker, but at the same time, it's how, like in comparison, I guess thicker.
It's like the white Don't Text hoodie, if you guys have that, it's like a softer, kind of your typical Gildan like sweatshirt. And then, well, maybe this one's Gildan as well. I can't remember the exact brand, but whatever. This one feels like your typical like Champion hoodie kind of.
Yes. Thing. Yes. That's a good comparison. I would
like. Yeah.
I would compare it to a Champion product. It feels more like that. If you're looking for like soft, cozy, like comfy, I would go with like the white or the black Don't Text. But if you're looking for something a little more, I don't know, but it's
kind of more
cozy.
Stiff, but it's cool.
Yes, I would agree with that. We're trying to give you guys
really
like
good at this.
I know, and we're trying to give you guys like references and stuff because we get a bajillion questions, and I know Danielle and I can't get back to everybody in DMs like sizing and like pricing and like all that stuff. So you guys can go to shop.podcast1.com/gals to check it out. I'm telling you guys now, it might sell out quick. We did a pretty big buy. This is our biggest like inventory buy we've done yet, but like
it is.
So check it out. Oh, and also I guess sizing. I messed up, you guys. I said that I wear a double XL. I do not. I wear a XL, and it covers my butt. I thought that for some reason I checked the tag. I was like, I thought that I was wearing a double XL, but no, I lied. So I'm a big, I don't know what size you wear, Danielle, but.
Well, I got a double XL, but I've never looked at the exact tag. So maybe I got an XL in the mail and I just don't know.
Maybe check the tag. I don't know. We get ours like from Chip, our merch guy. He's the best. So,
Chip.
Shout out to Chip. I wanted to also say there is significant processing delays right now too. We've been getting a lot of messages, you guys. You know, I haven't gotten mine yet. What's happening? Obviously, there is a global pandemic going on right now, so there's a lot of extra precautions our warehouse team is taking to make sure that they're protecting themselves too. So keep that in mind, that if you order, you're kind of like locking in your order. It's not necessarily like, oh, it's shipping tomorrow. It might take a few weeks to even ship.
Yeah. So basically, to kind of go more to detail of that, is what they're doing is once the sweatshirts and the hoodies, whatever, have been made, they send them to the warehouse. And before shipping them out, they're letting them kind of sit for a couple days to let any sort of bacteria kind of go away. They're just letting everything sit for a couple more days. That's why everything hasn't shipped out yet.
Yeah. Just a little more extra precaution. And they're obviously working hard for you guys in this time. So like, we're just so appreciative that they're even working at all. So like, incredible.
Seriously, we're thankful that we're able to still release merch and we're able to put some smiles on y'all's faces and make your time at home a little bit better with some fun hoodies. We're loving them.
It is. So send us your pics, of course, at Gals on the Go podcast. And then I guess we have another exciting announcement too. This is more for everybody. I mean, who doesn't love a good giveaway? Am I right?
Yes. We've been trying to do a lot more giveaways lately for you guys because it's a crazy time in this world. And we are so thankful to, you know, still, you know, have the podcast and have sponsors and everything. So we want to give back as much as we can. So we're giving away 3 $250 gift cards this time.
Yeah. And you can check out all the details at our podcast Instagram at Gals on the Go podcast. There's like a cute little picture that Emma made that says giveaway. All of the steps to take are in there. You just have to follow Gals on the Go, follow Danielle, follow me. And then you're going to follow Emma's account too. She's like the cutest, like little graphics and everything. And she is killing life right now.
Yes. Basically, it's a giveaway from the Gals on the Go team to you.
Very easy and to enter. It will close. I think we're leaving that open for a few weeks so that you guys have plenty of time to enter.
Yeah, so obviously check the Instagram post for exact dates and instructions. Mm-hmm. But yeah, we're really, really excited about that to give back to some of y'all. And it's a way for you to check out the Gals on the Go podcast Instagram, as well as all of our personal accounts if you haven't yet.
Yes. So thank you guys for everything. We honestly do love and appreciate you guys so much. And I think I touched on it last week, but the podcast responses lately have been so positive, and I think it's a really the community in general has been like a really positive place, I think, for Danielle and I to turn to. Like, we love seeing your comments on just our Instagram posts. We did like those fun starter pack posts, like the comments.
Oh, just, so fun.
The comments were just so sweet. Like, it really brightens my day. I know for sure.
Yeah, definitely check out at Gals on the Go podcast Instagram, because our starter packs for quarantine are actually so accurate. It's so funny. You have it's to go so check funny. Them out.
The difference between us.
I know. I was like thinking about the difference between our starter packs too are just so funny. It's like her Animal Crossing to like my Peloton bike. Like, it's just so funny.
Actually.
But yeah, all good vibes around here. And yeah, we just want to thank you guys for the positivity. Also, I think Brooke touched it on the podcast last week in her intro, but our most listened to episode ever, I'm sure, is our Juicy podcast from two weeks ago. Oh my God.
So I guess more juicy content to come. I mean, I don't know if it was the title that really drew people in, Danielle, or the content, but I guess it was there.
I have no idea. I had friends, and this is so funny, I had a feeling this would happen, friends that don't listen to the podcast listen to that episode.
Same. I was getting texts. I was like, damn, I shouldn't have told, like, or whatever. I know that I referenced certain things, and I was like, oh man, I'm sorry, guys, but it's fine.
I know. It's funny. So Brooke texts me. She's like, I guess I have to do some funny things after all this is over for some more stories. I was like, me too.
Well, when all this is over, I might go on a bender then, I guess. I'm going to have to.
We need content.
We do. It creates interesting stories to tell. But I love, like, I actually really like podcasts and stuff like that. I'll talk about that in my favorite. I love podcasts where people, like, tell funny stories and just go into, like,
me
funny
too.
Events and things like that. I think that's why I really like Girls Gotta Eat and things like that, because they take your mind off things. They tell the most funny, like, little anecdotes about their
lives.
So
funny. I know. I always try to, like, something funny happens in my life, I try to, like, think of it. I actually have one that I'll tell, like, after we, like, do our highlights and stuff. But shoot, I was gonna say something and I can't remember, but that's fine.
Do you write it down? Like, okay, I want to start, like, doing, I've been having the most vivid dreams and I really want to start doing a dream journal, but I feel like I would be so tired in the middle of the night to get up and, like, write it down, you know?
Oh yeah, I know. I don't remember a lot of them. I've been having some very vivid and very weird dreams. Like, I don't really want to remember them, honestly.
Really? Yeah. I've been doing that thing where it's like right before bed, if I think of something that I dream about it, like sometimes I end my night texting Danielle, and I've had a few dreams about things that you've texted me. Like,
I'm trying
to think what it was, but there was something that you've recently texted me right before bed. And I was like, oh yeah, I'll think about that tomorrow. And like, I dreamed about it.
I know. No, it's so true. They always say like, whatever you're thinking about right before you go to bed, sometimes you'll dream about it. Or if they went to bed thinking of you. I don't know how true that is.
This is so random. Did you see those TikToks? It's like me trying to create the perfect like love story scenario in my head before I go to bed. Cause that's
funny.
Me. That's something that I do. When I saw these TikToks, I was like, okay, I'm so glad other people do that because.
I know what you mean though. It's like, okay, if I think about it really hard, maybe I'll dream about it.
I think about like, I just do like scenarios with like, I don't even know. And I'm just glad that other people do it. TikTok has been killing it for me lately.
Well, speaking of like funny stories, that's what I was going to say earlier. There was this really funny TikTok. It's like, you know, it's going to be a funny or like a good story when they use these phrases. Did you see that?
Oh, yeah, yeah,
like,
yeah.
My favorite is now, mind you. Or like the different phrases, like when you know someone's a good storyteller.
Oh gosh, so that's good. An art, being a good storyteller. I feel like I always jump to the conclusion too fast and people are like, you already gave it away. Like,
no, I know. You have to like really set it up. You have to get all the bases. Like, you have to tell details that might not make sense at the time, but will make sense later on.
But you don't want to make it too long because otherwise you lose people's attention.
Totally. All very important.
All about timing.
All about timing. Well, speaking of timing, should we get into our highlights of the week?
Yeah. Let's
woo! Highlights. So we're still not doing lowlights because we just still feel like it's kind of a weird time to talk about sad things. So my highlight for this last week is I have just gotten so much positivity. I've gotten a lot of negativity in the last week, but
I've gotten so much positivity. I've gotten a lot of negativity.
I don't know how to explain it. Like negativity that I've received of things from the last week, I've also received so much positivity, and it's so crazy. Like, I've kind of gotten to a point where negative comments obviously affect me, but not as much as like, let's say they used to. So basically the negativity I've been getting this last week, it's just about me coming back to Athens, which I'll talk about later. But I came back to be in my apartment here, and I was really, really, really scared to talk about it because it's obviously a big decision, and I know that I'm a role model, and I want to still inspire others to do the right thing during this time. And so I basically made a video, and I explained what I was up to, whatever, and I got a lot of positive comments, and it was just so nice. Like, I don't know, I got a lot of negative comments, but I just like, I know what I'm doing and I feel comfortable in my decision. But it was so crazy. Like, my friends, like people that I haven't talked to in a while, were like reaching out to me like, hey, I've seen all these negative comments. Like, I think what you're doing, you know, is okay. And that I support you. And I'm sorry you're having to deal with all this. And it's like, I wasn't even like that bummed, but it's just so nice to see how many people truly support you. Like, I was so scared I was going to announce that and people were going to be like, I don't want to watch your vlogs anymore. But I just know that I want to keep vlogging and doing my thing. And I want to still inspire people. And so many people have just been so supportive. Sorry, that was a rant. But so thank you guys for all your positivity and inspiration, because right now it's just a crazy time and we all need to, you know, uplift each other instead of putting each other down.
I think positivity goes a long way too. Like, people don't realize the value of like the comments that are so positive, because I mean, we've both talked about how I think I'm more sensitive to it than you, but I get a negative comment and it could honestly like throw a curveball my whole day, especially if it's like really hurtful or something. But the positive ones go so, I feel like they often go so unnoticed, but it's like they really do have meaning. So just realize, not even to YouTubers, but just being positive to your friends, sending random texts to people, checking in. Like, it goes so far.
It goes so far. I really recommend this podcast episode, you guys, on The Skinny Confidential. It's called Misery Loves Company. And if you're dealing with any sort of negativity right now, or maybe you have a family member that's kind of bringing you down, you know, because that happens sometimes.
Totally.
It's hard to figure out how to handle negativity. And obviously, there's a difference between reality and negativity. Like, people, there's things in the world that are happening right now that are sad, but there's a difference. But like, you just have to learn how to like balance it all. Anyways, that episode was absolutely so great. And it just really kind of opened my eyes to things. You guys should totally listen to that.
I like that. Yeah. I saw something in the Facebook group because I talked about my birthday and stuff and how I had my friend surprise me. And I was like, not to be like annoying, but I was like, I didn't realize I had so many like close friends, even though I do realize that I have so many close friends, but it was so positive. And then someone was like, it inspired me to, you know, reach out to an old friend, or I had a friend reach out to me and it reminded me how loved I truly am from a distance, or people who consider you friends that you might not consider them friends. So just like the value of sending some, rather than being on your Instagram and like scrolling and being like judging other people or whatever for whatever decisions they make, unless they're being like totally careless, of course. But at the same time, like, your positivity goes so far. So I love that.
Yes, for sure. And I know, Brooke, yeah, I know you obviously agree with all that. So what was your highlight?
Mine, I mean, it's hard to pinpoint specific moments because everything blends into one, we know. But I went for, okay, so I had a little mini mental breakdown, which I don't have to get into. That was like a low light. It was like over a few days, and I'm posting a vlog coming up soon where I'm like acting weird in it. I don't even know, because I was just at my breaking point.
weird.
But yeah, but then I talked to my dad. This was captured on vlog, and my dad was like, why don't you tomorrow go for a drive and then go for a walk? Like, it's going to be a beautiful day. Take a long drive. Like, don't even go like the next town over. Like, just drive. Just go for a drive, listen to music, and like enjoy the sun. Aww. So I did that. So this Saturday I went for a long drive. I didn't even really have necessarily a destination. I drove like 30 minutes in each direction. A nice sunny drive. It's been really crappy weather here too, which really bums me out and my mood. Yeah, it's been, right now it's like cloudy and 40, but that day it was like 60 and beautiful. And sometimes just going for a drive really does for you, especially when you're cooped up in the house all day. You know, I haven't been going for as many walks and stuff because of the poor weather, but it really, I mean, I find drives so therapeutic. I freaking love it. Ugh, it like is such a mood booster. So definitely if you guys have access to a car or something, I would really recommend doing that. And I just went by myself. You could listen to a podcast. You could jam to some music. Danielle, I listened to the Big Booty Mix.
Oh, volume 17?
Yes.
Yeah. Did you like it? I'm into it.
Great to work out to. Great to... It's the first time you listen to it, it's so fun though, because you don't know what's
next. So exciting. It's like, oh my god, now it's Roxanne. Oh my god, now it's this. Like,
it was so many TikTok songs and stuff like that. Really fun. Yeah. Highly recommend that. And I know, like, obviously that's obvious. That's like a thing that I've always done when I'm in a bad mood, is like go for a drive. But especially during this time when, like I said, we're so cooped up in the house. So if you don't live in like a city where you don't have access to a car, like, I'm sorry, but if you're out in the suburbs somewhere and you could borrow someone's car or whatever, I really recommend doing that.
I need to do that. That's always like a good vibe. I'm so glad you did that and it made you feel better.
Thank you. I think it's all about finding like the mood boosters. I mean, the little things, you know, I really enjoy like cooking or doing something new. But sometimes I think I'm really struggling with that too. Just being home, is I'm so used to being alone and independent. And for me, like leaving and going in my own car and my own car drive, like that was finding my independence again in a way. Because
totally.
Yeah. I think you're like that too, though. Like you love people, but you're also very independent.
You just, there's certain times of the day or certain points in your week where you're just like, I need to like have a me day. It's just certain people are different and that's just how we are.
RT.
All right. So now we can get into a quote that we're listening to right now. Am I okay?
Yeah. No, we're not okay today, but we will be okay. We're going to push through.
We're going to be okay. Yeah, so I just love quotes. I love when Brooke and I talk about them because it puts me in a really good mood. I know I've gotten DMs from you guys like, wow, like, thank you for this quote. Like, I put it as my background, whatever it may be. Mm-hmm. And this week I usually pick mine off of Pinterest, but I went to the good old tried and true at Rainbow Salt on Instagram. I just love her quotes. A lot of times they're about like love. But a lot of other times they're just about, it's not about self-love. I feel like at the end of the day, all of her quotes are about like kind of self-love.
Yeah, they're about love, but there is a good bit of self-love, I would agree. Yeah. I was trying to find like a poetic quote, I will say, and so many of them are about freaking love. You know what? Yeah. Some of us, self-love is the focus. So I like how her stuff ties back to self-love.
Yeah, so this one kind of ties back to self-love. And I think I talked about this on the podcast or a video. I don't know. I know I've talked about this on social media recently, during this quarantine, it's definitely like a great time to kind of look in deep and like find more self-love. Brooke and I have talked about that, but there still have been times where I've been struggling to really, you know, look for validation from other people during this time. And it's like really bothering me because I'm not usually like this and it's like really annoying me. So I saw this quote and it just kind of made me feel really, really good about it. It's not even just about people or relationships. It's about really anything in your life. So it goes. It is quite simple. Nothing that is meant for you will ever get away. Love deeply and without the need to possess or own. Let beautiful connections pass through you without attachment. Slam your heart into the people and the places and the things that ignite something deep inside of your soul. And I promise, the right things will stay. You will never lose what is for you. Please don't ever forget that. Isn't that good?
It was deep, Danielle.
I know. It's a little deep, and I'm sorry, but I just, I don't know. It's the one that hit me for this week. I just think, like, there's just, like, so many aspects of my life right now that are unsure, I guess. Not so many, but there's just, like, certain things that I'm dealing with right now. Like, different relationships with not just, like, my boyfriend. Like just, you know, friendships.
Not even, like, just friends. I feel like other stuff, too.
Yeah, just, like, business stuff. Yes. Like, there's just, like, so much going on right now. And, like, I'm a big people pleaser. And I'm, like, trying to, like, hold on to everyone. And I want everyone to like me. And I
you are so like anyone.
It's you guys, so bad.
I will give a little anecdote about Danielle. Well, I guess I can't really say the specifics of the situation. But Danielle is such, like, a genuinely, like, kind person that she wants everyone to be happy. So even in a circumstance where she isn't best served, we'll say, she's like, oh, I don't want to hurt so-and-so's feelings. So, like, I guess I'll just keep pressing on. This is actually a common theme in your life. This is with multiple business ventures that you're in now. So,
yep. Multiple.
And you're just like, it's okay. Like, I mean, like, I know they want what's best for me. And it's like, you got to put yourself first sometimes. So
I know. And you're so right. Brooke's, like, been a really big crutch throughout all this. She's very good at telling me to be like, no, you're so good. You're like, Danielle, like, you literally did this, so, like, this wouldn't happen, or blah, blah, blah. Like, it's she's a good constant reminder for me, and it's something that I'm definitely learning to practice and kind of figure out. But the biggest thing is let go. Like I tweeted today, do what you can and then let go, because there's only so much you can do to please other people. And also that, like Brooke was saying, there's just certain things in my life I think I'm needing to let go of, and I'm having trouble doing it, so I don't want to hurt someone, but it's best for me. This isn't to do with Ryan, by the way, let me just say that. It's not like our relationship, it's just like other things in my life, and it's just like weird and I don't like it, and hopefully this quote will help me.
I think it will. I really like that. Okay, mine's a little bit different. We know I love a good IG account that has, like, yes, cute little graphics and stuff like that. I think I've shared stuff from this before. This is Greatest. So it's Greatest is the account. They have really good stuff for this time. I've really been liking these that, you know, they give you ideas of, like, activities or, like, how to process your feelings, like, things like that, that it's, like, a little infographic. So this one says, never, ever apologize for, and I need to hear this because I know Danielle too. We are big, huge apologize. Like, it could.
Huge.
I know. Huge. Anything. Your feelings, needing alone time, not responding ASAP to a casual text, circumstances you can't control, your appearance, and asking a question.
Wow, that hits deep.
I really like that for the circumstances you can't control and your feelings and things like that, because I think we've all been dealing with many, many interesting things at this time, different things than normal. And there's no need to apologize, or I'll be like in a crappy mood and even apologize to my vlog. I'll be like, hey guys, sorry, I'm in a really bad mood. And people come, they're like, Brooke, I'm in a bad mood too. Like, I get it, you know?
I feel you, sister. Like, it's okay.
Yeah. So I think we all need to work on that at this time and coping in our own various ways. And just, I mean, that was like one of my real resolutions. I can't believe it's already like 5 months into the new year. But I know we should do like a resolutions like check-in.
You see, I have to laugh. Like, I feel like I had so many, like, I feel like a lot of people have tweeted about this. Like, 2020 is going to be my year. Like, I really had that. You did too. Like, we both were starting, like, fresh. Like, we're so excited. And it kind of just, like, I feel like some of this has changed. But the emotional, I feel like, resolutions are still kind of going, so.
Yeah. I think, like the set circumstances you can't control, obviously many resolutions are put at a halt or paused or whatever because there are circumstances you can't control. You can't really leave your house right now, so obviously it's hard to be like, I want to, you know, go to SoulCycle every day. I can't go to SoulCycle, like, I you know what I mean? So things like that,
go out more and be more social.
Like, yeah, I want to network more or whatever. It's like, you can't leave your room, really. So I think we're all allowed to, like, be, I don't even know,
totally.
It's okay to not be okay, and we've talked about that before.
Yes, hopefully that brings you guys some comfort, as it does for me, for sure. So now we can talk about something that we're loving right now.
These are a few of my favorite things.
have all of my favorite things. Mine is non-physical. It's
me too.
Oh, okay. Let's hear yours. Oh.
No, you say first. I'm just saying. That's so funny.
Oh, I was excited. Okay. Mine's a new podcast, and I don't think it will be really too much of a shock. It's Claudia Sluski's and her boyfriend Phineas's podcast. Is that yours too?
No, but I almost made it mine. I just listened to my first episode. Okay, sorry. That's crazy.
I am obsessed with them. I don't know. They are like, I hate to be like, a couple goals. Like, I hate that phrase as much as the next person, but they really truly are. They have such a great relationship. They're both just so creative, inspiring individuals. And I think that their podcast just flows. They tell great stories. They have such a good banta. I've also been watching the show Too Hot to Handle. I've been watching Too Hot to Handle. You should watch that too. It's a show on Netflix, and they say that. They're like, they're all British. They're like, we have good banta.
I love that.
I'm just thinking of that. Anyways, but this podcast is great. If you're looking just for something to passively listen to right now, I'm listening to like an episode they did on their relationship, but they also tell like really cute like childhood stories. And it's very like heartwarming in this time, I think. It's very just good vibes, I guess. Kind of takes your mind off things.
Yeah. I listened to the couples therapy episode. I think that's the one you're referring to. And I really admire how comfortable they are with each other, if that makes sense.
And so open with the audience too. Complimentary as well.
Dude. Some of the stuff they said, I did not know Claudia was like that open with social media. I was like, honestly, props.
Yeah, they are very, very transparent. And I think everybody's more transparent in a podcast setting, but she just says anything. And I'm like, dang. And he is obviously like a celebrity. Like, if you don't know, that's Billie Eilish's brother. And I hate to like be like, oh, that's Billie Eilish's brother. Like, he has his own identity and his own things going for him. So like, I don't even want to do that. But like, this guy's like a famous person, you know what I mean? So that's like,
yeah, well, that's what's so cool is I often forget, you know, I just think of him as a really cool person, and I think same. You do too. Then it's like, wait, oh, also that's so cool. And I think that's why we admire him so much, because he's so humble.
And he does so many like other cool projects. He produces for like a bunch of different things, and yeah, he's like crushing life right now. And he's like my age, so I'm like, no, I don't even think he's 23 yet. I'm like,
wait, like, what?
Yeah.
So he's younger than Claudia then?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
That's, I know. Cool. They're very mature. They're so mature beyond their years. I'm like,
That's what it's called. We bought a house.
It is. So check it out. It brings me so much joy. I was not expecting. I honestly, now I hate to be like so annoying, but I think Danielle probably feels this too. So many people now are doing podcasts, and I want everyone to succeed and thrive and everything, but obviously it's a very saturated market. So I think you have to have something different going for you if mm-hmm. you're just coming into it. Cause otherwise, like, let's face it, every YouTuber has a podcast these days. Every blogger is starting to get into space. Like, I just feel like everyone's in it. So you got to do something to stand out, and they really do. So big fan.
Yeah. You can tell they started it with a purpose, and they have their own niche, and it's awesome. We love it.
We love that.
Yes. So my favorite is a show. I might have talked about it once or twice before on the podcast, but I'm almost done. I think I have like two more episodes of Little Fires Everywhere. I know.
So
I'm still
good.
My mom and I were watching every episode together, and now we're both finishing it on our own. And I think I have two or three more episodes left, and it's just so good. Like, I'm so in deep.
Great show. Great cast. And
great cast.
And just like, I love how there's multiple storylines going on at once. They have like the high school kids, totally. And then they have like the parents, and then they have like the backstories. Did you watch the episode of the backstories? That one was so good.
Yes. There's like a
Kerry Washington's like family. That was crazy.
Yeah. And Anna Sophia Robb playing like young.
My gosh. Reese Witherspoon.
So good. I'm like loving it so much. It's so interesting.
I love her as an actress. Oh my gosh.
It's finally the show starting to come together. This episode I'm on, like, we're showing the backstories of like Mia's life.
Yeah.
And Elena's life. It's just so interesting. It's bummy though, since it's based off a book, it literally only has 8 episodes.
I'm so sad. Danielle, I was not expecting the 8th one to be the end, and then it was like the end, and I was like, you cannot end on that note. So
really?
Just wait till you get to that point. I know, but I wonder if there is potential for something else, but I feel like it's not, because I feel like it's just like, I remember Reese posting like, oh, it's a project, like it's not like a series we're gonna do forever and ever. I think it was just like an 8 episode like limited series, you know?
Yeah. Who was saying this? I think Delaney's mom read the book, and she said, or no,
I heard it's a little different from the book.
Yeah, she said it's a lot different. So
I feel like it always is. Like, name one book that the movie or TV show adaptation is perfectly on point. Like, you really can.
Yeah, you can. It's hard for sure. So yeah, that's kind of all the housekeeping and the intro and everything. I'm so excited to kind of talk about these next, you know, little things that we have written down.
I actually have a question for you, Danielle. I was going to ask you. So now you are a online, before we jump into like the weeks, because you're an online student and you have finals coming up and stuff. I want to know like how different final season is for all these like college kids out there.
Yeah, it's definitely nice to like start to think like it's about to be over. It doesn't feel any different though. It just feels like I have another exam online. The only one that's like I'm really struck, because a lot of mine are like not cumulative, actually. It's just like a few, like my psych class, for example, instead of having a final exam, she literally took it out. She decided last week.
Wow.
She had to vote. So now our last exam was supposed to be this week, and then next week was going to be our final. She just is basically making it this week as our last exam. So it's like, okay, cool, I don't have to study for a final, but this is my last grade in the class, which I wasn't exactly planning on. My grade's going to be okay, but it's like everyone's kind of like, whoa, you know? So a lot of professors are having to make decisions. As for Georgia, from my understanding, they haven't given us the option to do like pass fail. I know like some of my friends at other schools, they can either choose to take the grade in that class, like a number grade, or pass fail. And like Caitlin, for example, was like, I don't know if I should take the pass fail or the grade, because
totally.
You know, when you're applying for jobs later on or grad school, whatever, they'll be like, why did you choose to like make this one class pass fail? You know, it's like, because it's like maybe you weren't doing well, but at least she passed. So it's like, I think a lot of students are struggling with that. But yeah, so thanks for asking. I'm starting to get a little overwhelmed this week. I have to write an 8-page paper and I haven't started. So I'm going to say that I'm going to write 2 pages a day starting today. We'll see how that goes.
8 pages is a lot. Double spaced.
Oh, of course, double.
Okay, just making sure.
But she was like 8 full pages. Because you know when you have to write like a 4-page paper, my 4th page is not.
Yeah, it's like a half page.
Yeah, but that's like not flying. So, but I'm writing on the history of swimsuits and how they developed and how bikinis that went from one pieces to bikinis. So it's a fun topic. It's for my history of dress class. So like I can't complain too much, but.
It's very your style. Merchandising gal.
Yeah,
I know. I always forget that when we do like the podcast merch and everything, I'm like, this is so like Danielle's wheel. I mean, I don't forget it because I know you're so good at it, but like that's very like your wheelhouse.
It is very fun. I do enjoy it.
Hey. I was interested to hear about that because I know a lot of people who are seniors too that are like, well, I know my brother in high school is losing all motivation for online school. I can't even imagine.
So hard, yeah. Especially when he like already knows where he's going. Like it's just it's so like you just don't. It's hard.
I know. Very and my my family actually reminded me. They're like, because we get into arguments. I mean, we're just like a normal family over various topics. He just knows how to push my buttons and annoy me. So he knows like what to say to annoy me. So it's like so easy for him.
Oh,
he's
yeah.
like, it's so easy. My parents often remind me, they're like, Brooke, this is a really hard time for him, even though he might not show it because he's like a pretty cold guy. He's dealing with loss of so many things, you know.
Oh, for sure.
Prom and graduation have not been canceled yet, but I'm like, let's face the facts. Like, that's
so sad. The more I think about it, I think the sad, like, I think I'd be sadder if I was missing prom than, like, my senior graduation from college. I don't know. I feel like prom, like, there's certain things you really can't get back. Like,
you can never go emulate that, yes.
At any age.
Mm-hmm.
High school, you can't. And I really am feeling for the high school seniors.
Yeah, I think it's a lot of like monumental moments and obviously can't see his friends and stuff like that. So I can't even imagine. That's why he's like playing Xbox all day every day. Because like,
dude, my brother is too. And he is not a gamer. He has turned into one. And it's weird. But
that's so interesting that he never used to be a gamer.
He was like a long time ago, and then like end of middle school, all of high school, he like would play with his friends every now and then, but he never was like headset, like I'm going on with the boys tonight, like every night. And now it's like all day.
Oh, Sal does that. My dad had to come downstairs at like 11:30 last night and was like, Sal, can you stop yelling? Because like he could hear the yelling. Really?
Yes, Freddie, the other night, it was scary, 12:30 at night. I was asleep. My mom was asleep. We hear a shriek like, ah, that? Like, someone literally broke into our house and we all woke up and it was because he like died in the game.
I know. I hate when they do that. Or my brother shouts people's names. He'd be like, yeah. Oh, so and so, stop doing that. And like,
yeah, like, yeah. I'm over here at the bunkers. Like, what's happening down there?
Does he play COD? Is that what he plays?
No, Warzone. I don't know what that is, but it's called Warzone.
Oh, I don't know. I don't really understand.
No, COD's like the main one. Call of Duty.
Does Ryan play games?
No, he plays NHL or whatever sometimes, but Madden. I think that's it. Madden, yeah, like the sport ones he does.
Cool. All right, we can get into the stages of quarantine now that we've discussed our catch-ups.
Right? Yeah, so we, like we said, we were a little inspired by Girls Gotta Eat podcast, but we spaced it out weeks 1 to 2, weeks 3 to 4, weeks 5 to 6, you know, take it for what you will. But these are kind of how our, you know, time has been, and, you know, see what happens along the way. I don't know how we're going to do this, but we're just going to try
I know. Well, I feel like, okay, my opinion is like when I packed up my stuff to come home, like from Boston to here, I'm not going to like, I hate to use the word excited because I was definitely not excited, but I was like, all right, like we'll see how this goes. You know, a few weeks of being home, a few weeks of like forced vacation. Let's do it. Yeah. So I feel like everyone went into it really motivated. You know what I mean? Everyone was like, oh,
yeah,
like I get to chill. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's like this will go by quick. Like, let's just do it 2 weeks. You know, like this is good for me kind of vibe.
Exactly. And yeah. And I feel like it didn't seem so like. I mean, now it's so dark and like depressing, but I feel like at the time it was like, all right, we're just going to like stay inside and like, we're going to, you know, hang as a fam and like whatever.
Yeah, like everyone was doing like family game nights and like people were starting to get like really into it. And I remember like the progression of like all my Snapchat group chats were so funny. At first it was like, because we had already had our spring break. If we had our spring break canceled, I think that would have affected us a lot differently at first. But we're all like, yeah, like spring break already happened, like, because at that point we only just had 2 weeks of no class before classes even started. Yeah, it was postponed. We're all like, hey, like this is so hype, like let's all rent a beach house. Like everyone's like making all these comments, and then like probably 2 days later everyone's like, oh shoot, this is serious, this sucks. So it's like this progression oh, this is serious.
I know. And you see people bopping around from like their friends' houses and stuff like that. Like, oh, I'm gonna quarantine at so and so's house, and then like a week into it they're like,
not the point,
never mind, like I'm not gonna do that.
Yeah, exactly. No one like knew how serious it was.
I think so too. I did not, like I said, I didn't prepare my apartment or anything. Like I was like, oh, I'll be gone, you know, at most 2 to 3 weeks, like whatever.
Right.
I was honestly like, I'm not gonna say I was excited, but I was like, I'll go home, like I'll take a little break, be with my fam. Here we are. I forget what my apartment looks like. It's hard for me to get a mental map of what it looks like. Like I'm thinking about it, like I can't visualize it. Isn't that so weird?
No, I felt the same way. It's like you really like forget like what the doorknobs look like, or just like
the doorknobs
things.
Yeah, the lights, like the like lighting fixtures. Yeah,
like what is it, is it round, is it square,
where the light is, you know, sometimes when you like you're tapping the wall, like you're like looking for where the light switch is.
Yeah it's like it's like I don't know what the word is, muscle memory.
Yeah because you just get so used to it, I guess. Like it's not like you're actually like, I know that my light switch is adjacent to the door handle in the bathroom. Like you just, it just kind of is there.
Yeah, exactly. So I feel like the first, you know, 2 weeks or so of all this, I was obsessed with TikTok. I know you were too. I was making TikToks. I was watching TikTok.
Well, Danielle texted me. She's like, this is it. Like, I'm getting into TikTok. I remember you like made like, you were like, I'm doing it. And I was like, oh, I mean, go off, sis.
I know.
Like, let's.
I love the TikTok dances, but I really thought I would like be like, okay, this is going to be like my thing. Like, I'm just going to make TikTok dances.
But you're also a dancer, so it really is the perfect outlet for you. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, for sure. Like, it was fun. Like, I'm not out here trying to make, like, the funny ones. You probably do more of the funny ones than I do the dancing ones, you know?
Yeah, I haven't posted a TikTok in a few weeks. My creative juices are low.
I know. That's what I'm saying. Like, I feel like the first few weeks, we were all like into it, feeling creative. Like I was watching TikToks and making lots of TikToks, but now I haven't even been on TikTok in 3 days, unless so a few people have like sent me ones, but I haven't like scrolled through in a while, which is weird for me.
Oh my gosh, I love getting the TikTok sent to me though. Like I feel so special. Yes. Like you thought of me, and they're usually funny or like related, so I feel that. Yeah, I know a lot of projects. Just, I know we talked about the projects that I've done. Suddenly everyone's a DIYer, of course.
Yeah, but it's back to that.
Very easy. Lots of tie dye. I know. Oh, I did a lot of baking. I wouldn't even say this is like weeks 1 to 4 for me was the baking weeks until I realized, Brooke, if you keep eating banana bread every day, you're going to like come out of this quarantine and not be so happy because
not be so
I was also like doing that and not working out too. Like this was at the point where I was like, it's only going to be a few weeks. Like I'll work out when this is all over. You know,
same. I didn't work out those 2 weeks at all. So.
Right. Cause you're just so you're like, it's a vacation. Like it's chill, whatever.
Yeah.
So I feel like you're drinking, you're picking up.
I wrote that down. I did a lot of drinking. Like I would like just go be outside, like in the backyard with my brother. And I would just, you know, drink a seltzer and just live life.
With the boys. Yeah.
Yeah.
I drank a lot actually more in the beginning, not beginning, more like the middle phases too, I guess. But then now I'm realizing like now we're on the tail. I don't want to say the tail end of it, but like obviously I think that we're like on the curve or whatever.
Yeah. We're on the other side of it now. We're getting towards the other side.
Yeah. Yeah. We're definitely, it's not over, but whatever. I feel right. Like now I'm like, wow, if whatever decisions I make in this quarantine, if I choose to eat like garbage, I'm going to have to like deal with the repercussions of that post quarantine mm-hmm. versus in the beginning. I was like, YOLO, like few weeks.
Yeah.
And
I
also
would
just
agree with that.
Yeah. And I think you could take this time to do so many things, you know, you could take this time to be productive, to be non-productive, to whatever. But it's so funny that everyone on the internet has like similar hobbies now. Like, do you feel that way?
Tie-dyeing, banana bread. I'm trying to think of like other things a lot of people have been doing. A lot of like people cleaning their rooms or redoing their kitchen.
Redoing their room even.
Yeah.
I've been seeing a lot of those room transformations or
new
friends.
Puppies. A lot of people got kittens.
Really? I have not seen that.
I don't like cats really, so I just
I said this would be the perfect time to get a dog and my mom did not disagree, but like me, get a dog.
Yeah.
But it would be so much work, though. It really would be.
I know. I tried hard for my mom to get a dog, and it just wasn't happening. I'm trying to think of, like, other things. But, yeah, lots of, like, Netflix. People starting to just kind of, like, lean into it. Like, whatever. And then I'd say, like, week 3 to 4, there was a lot of, like, like you said, that's when the maybe more of the drinking, wine at every dinner, the big family dinners. We've talked about this.
Oh, yeah. Well, I feel like we do that where we'll plan almost like the night before. Like we'll be like, oh, we're getting like takeout from so-and-so tomorrow. And we'll like start getting excited for it like the night before.
Yeah. Like Mexican night.
Yeah.
Like Delaney's family for like a week did these like really cool things. One day it was like come downstairs dressed as like a celebrity. So they all did something funny.
Okay. But if my family tried to do that, like only like me and my mom would do it though. I don't know about you.
Yeah, I don't think. Yeah, actually, yeah, my dad definitely wouldn't. Freddie would like definitely. Yeah, definitely my mom. That's so true. So it's nice when you have a family that wants to do that.
That's so. I think it's so cute though. I saw a bunch of that on TikTok actually. I saw an iCarly themed dinner on TikTok.
Do they have spaghetti tacos?
Yes.
That's so good. No, who was it? Oh, my best friend Caitlin. Her little sister Cody is a senior. And she, like, obviously didn't have a prom. So her family, like, literally threw a virtual prom. The whole family wore long dresses. Her dad got, like, streamers and lights and made them walk down their staircase and, like, take photos.
Aww.
And they got her a tiara. And they, like I don't even know. They literally, like,
that's
set
so
it up.
Cute.
Like, blow up balloons. Like, it was the cutest thing. Like, and then, I mean, we have to give a shout-out to Morgan Yates.
Oh my gosh. If you guys are looking to just be impressed by content right now, our friend Morgan Yates, she did a Coachella at home. And I know when I say Coachella at home, I know people are like, all right, like, yeah, like what? All right. She put on some Coachella music and danced around or whatever. I've never seen anything like it.
The extent to what she did is actually bonkers. And I literally love her so much for it.
They did everything from like the paper passes and she like surprised her roommate with it. So it was very detailed. You have to go watch her YouTube video on that. It's just such a so fun, so creative. It made me like nostalgic for like my college days. And I was like, if I had a roommate, like that'd be fun, a fun thing to do, like something fun like that.
No, I know. I was like, sorry, Delaney, I did not do this. Because she literally made her and Adrian like went to Morgan's car and she's like, okay, we're going to pick up our passes. And Adrian's like, where the heck are we going? And she was like, okay, we're here. Like she just pretended like they drove somewhere.
She decorated the whole house with themes, like in each section, the bar, the food.
She blew up her own balloon arch. Like, yeah. That's wild.
It was a lot of really impressive work. I feel like Morgan's really creative like that. So if you're a creative person, I feel like right now at home, you're really getting out of the box.
Yeah, I know. I haven't checked in on Lore DIY, but she's like DIYing a lot. I don't know.
I don't really watch like DIY channels.
I don't either, but I feel like she's probably thriving right now. I don't know. Like, go off, sis.
Go off.
What else?
I started working out again, like I would say like week three or four, because I was like, whoa, if I keep going down this path, like, you know, the longer you go without it, the harder it is to get back into it, I think, is the common theme.
I think week two, I ordered my Peloton, and week four, maybe I got it. I think week three, or maybe week one, I ordered it. Yeah, week three, I started working out. So that's like back on the grind. Like Brooke said, it was like those 2 weeks of fun are over. It's like, okay, like if I don't help myself now, I will be really upset when this is all over.
Did it take you a while to get back into it, or were you still pretty in shape?
No, I was just so excited. I think if I just tried to do like a normal workout, it would have been a little tougher.
Gotcha. Because I find that it's really, even just a few days off, I'm like, dang, like this is hard. But when you're in the flow of it, like day by day, even if you might be a little sore, it's easier.
Yeah, no, for sure. And I'm going to have to do more at home workouts. Like Callie Fuller sent me, you know, some of her workouts.
I just did her abs. You like today. Them? I will say I don't do the full program. I really just do like the abs, and I'll pick and choose because I have cardio equipment here. So I get to like, so I can do like part cardio and then abs and butt or whatever. Cause I'm
that
more
makes
like
sense.
That's really what I want to work on right now. I mean, that's just me. But they're really easy and you just body weight pretty much, which is so nice. Cause like, I know that most people don't have a home gym with all the equipment.
Right. And I'm without my Peloton right now. So I am going to start doing more at home workouts. So I will definitely keep you guys posted on what I've been doing. Wish me luck, as I am just not good at them. So
yeah, no, they're, I also find with home workouts, like you really see the progress, not like the progress in your body, but like in your resistance level and stuff like that quickly. Like day one, I was like, how do people do this? And then by like day five, you're like, oh, I got this.
Yeah, that's true.
Like the strength kind of builds quick.
Yeah, that's true. And also, I cried a lot those 2 weeks. We a lot of breakdowns. Those were big
breakdown weeks.
That's when they started. They probably are still going. I still have breakdowns every day, which is so sad, but like it just has to happen. I remember crying a lot.
I would say that's more like the most recent weeks for me, because even in still 3 to 4, I was like, you know, this won't be like, it can't be that bad. And then I think it's a lot of overload of the news, you know, and at first I was how could you overload on the news? Like, you should be informed. But then I just kind of, I overdid it on myself, I think. You know, I would wake up in the morning, go downstairs, the news was on, you know, making lunch, the news is on, dinner time, we're watching the president speak, you know what I mean? So it's just a lot.
Yeah, I can't do it. I just can't. I read my Skim and my New York Times morning briefing every morning, and I can't do the TV on. Like, it affects me so much, and I just notice it. And that's good that you're starting to notice that, you know, it's good to be informed, but within reason, because it causes so much fear, and no one really knows exactly how this is going to play out. So sometimes it's hard to watch these things where they're making predictions, but you don't even know. Like, they predicted the peak in my area was going to be now, and it already happened. So it's weird, like in Tampa, I mean. So it's just kind of wild.
I feel the same way. It's definitely overwhelming. So you have to pick and choose how you want to do that all. But I think it's so important to watch, but like, I just think not all day, every day, you know? So I've been trying to watch Netflix shows and find new YouTubers and podcasts and ways to entertain myself. So completely agree with that. And I think then that brings us to more modern times, 5 to 6.
Yeah, I definitely took a photo outside with my mirror. That happened. I did that.
I saw that you did that. So that's like this. Was it a TikTok trend or like just a social media trend?
Like, so many people call things TikTok trends. And I'm like, okay, but they're posting them on Instagram, so I don't really know.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I just saw a lot of people posting, and it really is the coolest thing to bring a mirror outside and take photos with. So I saw like everyone was doing that, and it was just like a sunny day, and I was like, oh, let me try it. It was fun. So definitely a lot of people were starting to do that.
I don't have a mirror to bring outside, otherwise I would. Like, I don't know where I'm going to take the mirror. Like, if I took it from, like, my dresser, like, that would... I can't do that.
No, I know. We just, like, happened to have this random one, like, out by the pool. Like, it was very random. Because, yeah, I wouldn't want to, like, an outdoor mirror.
Yeah, I know. Like, you picture me, like, carrying my mirror.
You grab the mirror from your dresser and you, like,
I would have to, like, take it off.
What?
No, that just simply wouldn't work. I think the pictures are sick, though. I know, right? I think that they are really, really... sick pictures, though. I love a good TikTok trend. You know, the whipped coffee, it wasn't for me, but
I still never did it.
I don't know if you'd like the taste. Like, it looks like it's gonna taste so good, and it just, it's a little off. I want to like it so bad, but I can't, you know.
Yeah, I probably will just pass.
I'll pass.
I'll pause.
Well, I think a lot of other things happen week 5 to 6. This is just in the recent weeks for me, honestly, probably still to modern day. I've just lost it on social media. I've cracked. I mean, this is personally, we know this is true. We've tweeted savage things. We've called people out.
I'm a savage.
Within reason, I'm not out here like cyberbullying or anything, but I think it's funny to just like tweet funny things sometimes or reply to certain things if you catch my vibe. But,
yeah, we were just like, Brooke says it best, just to get the blood pumping a little bit.
Really?
You know?
That's all that is. It's like, I've been having a boring freaking day. Like, let me
cause something.
Let me just, like, see what happens if I do this. And then sometimes I regret it because I'm an Aries and I'm impulsive, you know? But sometimes it turns out to be great. So it really... I also think there's been clapping back. This hits you, too. The clapping back at the haters.
Oh, yeah. We can talk about that for a second. I don't know.
I think it will be important, too.
Well, yeah. I think a lot of influencers right now... are getting a lot of flack right now. And some, you know, it's, I love constructive criticism and I really do listen to what you guys say. All of us do. Mm-hmm. But like Gretchen posted a podcast about, you know, being an influencer right now and all the negativity, the Skinny Girl Gretchen podcast.
Great pod. Great. Listen to Gretchen's. Highly recommend.
So it's just like so good to hear right now. And obviously like influencers are an exception. Like we're all living life together or whatever, but people are just attacking influencers for things that they're probably doing in their everyday life as well, which is just so hard for us.
Yeah, I think
to process.
I think that there's just so much criticism online right now that's just unnecessary. And people, I mean, I always try to think of it like it's a reflection of their own thoughts and own insecurities. So maybe if they're, you know, dealing with something in their own life, they're projecting that on you. So if they're stressed out and anxious because of, you know, the virus or something, it's easy for them to come at you and be like, you're not sanitizing your packages properly or whatever it may be.
Right. They're just scared. And a lot of it's jealousy. You know, everyone's got their different situations right now. And like, so I know I have a great situation, but there'll be times I'm jealous of like an Instagram couple I follow that lives together. They're in a beautiful place
together,
and they
totally.
Have a dog and they're together. And I'm like, wow, I want to do that. Or, you know, other people might look at my life and be like, oh, I wish I like lived there to do that. Or what? Like, it's so different.
It
and it's so hard not to compare yourself
to
others.
I compare myself often to, I'm not going to say like to you directly, but like, obviously it's 40 degrees and cold outside. Like I would love nothing more than to go outside and go on a walk right now, but it's not possible here, but that's the reality for a lot of us that live in the Northeast. And I mean, that's just a situation that you really can't like overcome or whatever. And I think that's something that we all have to process. But there's just so many people who are sad in their own lives right now. And I get it, I'm sad too, but you don't need to translate that to hate.
Right. And kind of with like what she was saying about clapping back. as we all know, like I like to keep a positive, Brooke and I both like to keep positive, you know, platforms.
Oh, yeah.
We like to have our comments to be a positive place.
I delete the negative. I'll be honest.
Yeah. We delete the negatives. However, in the last like week or so, I, you know, when I decided to go back to Athens and I made some decisions and I was like, okay, like you're just going to have to accept it. There's going to be comments. And instead of deleting the comments and ignoring them, or like, you know, I basically delete comments sometimes because I don't want it to start something that's like bigger than it is. Brooke does the same thing.
Completely.
I've been responding to them. And you know, a lot of times people comment, they haven't heard the whole story, whatever it may be. I got attacked for posting an Instagram photo in a mask going to the grocery store, which is what you're supposed to be doing. I was trying to inspire others to be like okay with it, and I got so many DMs like, thank you so much, I have felt weird about wearing a mask, I feel embarrassed, but to see someone like you, you know, wearing a mask and like making it, normalizing it and being safe, like it makes me feel better. And I was like, that was my goal. Anyways, I got some comments just kind of saying like, oh, like, this isn't a fashion statement, whatever. Like, obviously. So instead of deleting them, I have been responding to them. And it is insane, the response that I get. Like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. I really just didn't even think you'd see this.
It's so funny when they respond back.
It's crazy. So yeah. Even if you have negativity in your life, it's crazy if you actually respond to them or, like, acknowledge what they're saying. They're like, oh wait, like, I'm sorry. I mean, Brooke, you have an amazing example.
Yeah, I talked about this at the very end of last week's podcast, how I was messaging with this girl. I mean, I don't need to harp on it, like, too much, but I literally, you know, messaged back and forth with her. She said something negative and I said, what did you get out of this? And she said everything. And then I posted it on my story and then she apologized. I think everybody apologizes after they feel like they've been exposed. So if Danielle replies to your comment and you think you're all high and mighty, like, oh, I'm going to say something. And then Danielle replies and you're like, oh damn. Like, I'm sorry. Like, I messed up. I didn't want you to actually see it. It's like, you commented on her picture. Like, didn't you want her to see it?
Yeah, exactly. It makes people realize, like, if someone is confident in what they're saying, what they feel good about, they're not going to back down. Cause there's been a couple people I responded to and they're like, okay, like, I see your side, but I still feel this way. I'm like, okay, I respect that. Like, let's talk about it instead of, like, attacking.
Yeah.
That's one thing. I think I've gotten some comments recently, like, you just think that everything you do is right. I know I make mistakes, and that's completely okay.
Let's be real. We all do. Yeah.
Yeah, but it's just, there's a difference. Like, we have to inspire each other right now, not let each other down.
And I think Danielle's doing a great job of being firm in her decision and stuff like that. And Danielle's a very, like, concrete person. So obviously she's confident with her decision she's making. She's not saying that everything she does is right. I'm not saying everything I do is right. We're not saying everything that we say on this podcast is right. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And not at all. We've made plenty of mistakes. Let's be real.
So many.
But we learn from them. We're girls in our freaking 20s. Let's face the facts. Like, we're not perfect. I've seen people on the internet who are, you know, in their 40s and 50s and older that make mistakes. My parents make mistakes sometimes. Everybody does.
Yes, exactly. And at the end of the day, it's like, if Brooke and I wanted to not offend anyone right now, we just wouldn't post anything. But, like, there's so many people that want us to continue to record and want us to continue to post vlogs. So we're creating content for those people, and we want to inspire as many people as we can. So it's just, that's kind of where we're at right now with all of that.
Yeah. And I think it is important to say that, like, your opinion is valid. If you have an opinion on something and you're like, hey, I have a question about XYZ or why you're doing this or whatever. But when it's created into this negative narrative, that's why what I think you're saying, Danielle, when, you know, you delete the comments because you don't want it to start something else. And that's how rumors get started. That's how people believe things that aren't true. So I think you're doing a great job of being like, this is the fact. And I want you to hear it from me. I'm like, I really respect you for doing that.
Thank you. It's definitely been tough, but I'm here. I'm in my apartment. I haven't left. I've just been here. I've gone for a couple walks. It's just, I am really enjoying this peace and quiet. I've gotten so much homework done today. I needed to clean. I'm deep cleaning my apartment whenever I do decide to leave. There was, like, lots of things that have to be done, and people can decide if that is okay or not, but I'm okay with it. And that's just, I'm not putting other people at risk. I'm going to the grocery store with a mask when I do go out. It's all Gucci Prada.
That's what I'm saying. Wear your masks, people. And there's plenty of people who think, I mean, my freaking brother, I'll call him out. He's like, masks are weird. I'm like, then you go to the grocery store and you'll be the only one not wearing one, bro.
Yeah. Like, it's embarrassing if you don't.
Yeah. And he doesn't go to the grocery store, so I guess it's not really a problem. But he's like, oh, it's so lame. Like, everybody looks so weird. It's like, yeah, we all look weird. We all look weird.
It looks so weird. But
we have to do it. It's something that we have to do. And yeah, I think that everyone, you know, you're doing things right, you're doing things wrong. I've seen influencers that have, like, medical grade masks that get made, like, not made fun of, but called out. It's like, how dare you use masks that medical workers should be using? Like, you should donate it. And then I see people that aren't using a mask that's good enough. And people are like, how could you be going out to the grocery store with just a bandana? That is so selfish and careless. It's like, what is the right answer?
No, there's nothing. It's like, you're damned if you do, damned if you don't. Like,
yeah,
it's the hardest thing.
It is the hardest thing. And I think I hate playing the, like, influencer card and being like, influencers just get crapped on. But it's the easiest people to attack because celebrities are at that celebrity level and influencers are real people. You know what I mean?
Yeah, like, we actually engage with you guys. So it's harder. Like, we really care about you guys. We have Facebook groups with you guys. We have DMs with you guys. So that's why it's harder, because we feel like you guys are our friends. Like, I don't know. And like Brooke said, we're not trying to play the influencer card. We're just trying to play the human card. Like, we're all human at the end of the day.
We are all human. And we see things and we're learning from our mistakes and we might not be perfect. No, who name one person that is actually perfect during this pandemic, because I want to meet them.
I want to know how they're doing.
Yeah. I mean, my family and I, we've been super safe, wiping down everything, you know, limiting the grocery runs, et cetera, but we're still not perfect. No one is. Keep that in mind. And there's certain things that you have to do. Danielle had to go back to Athens to clean out her apartment for someone who's literally subleasing from her. If that's not a valid excuse, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. People were like, oh, you could have just gone for a day and then gone back. But like, guess what? I don't want to come to Athens, be here for a day and like potentially go back and infect my family. Like there's like elevator buttons here. Like I want to make sure I'm all good. And when I do go back, I'm going to be taking certain precautions. I would rather like be here for a longer period of time than like come up here and then go back and self-quarantine for 2 weeks because I was gone for a day. You know what I mean? Like I would rather, you know, be here longer. So thank you, Brooke. I appreciate it.
No problem. I think that brings us to the final point that we're all at now, which is just acceptance. I mean, honestly, yep. I have not hit acceptance. I've been crying more now than usual because I'm starting to hit my breaking point and I'm not used to living with my family again. You know, I moved out nearly a year ago for good, and I've really only come back for like holidays and like weekends or a week at a time. And this is really long. I feel like I'm in high school again. So like, obviously that triggers certain feelings of like, and I love being home and my family welcomes me with open arms. You guys probably listen to the podcast with my dad. Like, it's great. But at the same time,
so
like,
cute.
Yeah, they're fantastic. But at the same time, it's like, I'm 23. I'm an independent woman. And like, this is very different for me to deal with.
Oh, 100%. It's when you're a really independent person, it is very hard to live back at home. And obviously, again, we're no excuse. We're no exception. It's just how we're feeling. And I think the world's starting to get a little antsy. So I'm interested to see how these next few weeks play out. And I hope that, you know, the numbers continue to go down and everyone continues to stay safe. We really hope you guys are staying safe, washing your hands. Like, I mean, I'm sure you've heard this 1,000 times, but just get in the habit of anytime you do leave the house to go run an essential errand, come back, wash your hands right away. You know,
I've seen come back, shower. Honestly, if you can do that, I feel like that's really good.
Oh, if I like feel like I've really been like outside and like near things, shower. That's such a good way.
It is a good way. I actually have been doing that too, where I'll like work out and then I'll go like, if I have to run an essential errand, like run the essential errand and then come back and shower, because it's like I had to shower anyways. But like, I'm doing.
I saw you did that in like
on my birthday. On my birthday. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. It's so smart.
It is smart to kind of time it up that way. And just precautions in general, you know, wiping things down. I think it's in the beginning, it was really hard, I know, for my family to find like wipes and things like that. And we started to find more of those available. Like, there's places in our community that are like, you know, selling sanitary products and things like that. So like, things down and like clean and whatever, because I know that's important. But at the same time, I think, you know, everybody has something to say about everything. I've seen people say ordering stuff online right now isn't a good idea. Like, you still got to stimulate the economy. You can spend your money however you want to spend it. That's my take.
I agree. It's so hard.
It's so hard. And I know, and we recognize the privilege though. Like, I don't want to like sit back.
Always.
We totally recognize that like we still are so blessed, like Danielle said, to have sponsors, to have a job, to have you guys still listening to us, like all of these things. So we're going to continue to put out content, continue to put out merch. We see your messages, you know. There's never any pressure from us. You know, we're never like, buy our merch or else. Like, if you want to buy it, the option is there. I don't know. That's my take on that.
Yeah, no, I would agree completely. We've said and done what we can do, and we will continue to be here for you guys, and we all need to stick together, inspire each other. If you're not in the Gals in the Go group Facebook page, definitely join it. There's always people, you know, coming up with new ideas. And yeah, you know, we're doing merch because you guys are requesting it. People wanted a restock in the tie-dye. We were just going to do the one, but people are wanting it. People, it's something that makes them happy. When I put on my pink hoodie this morning just to go make my coffee, and it put me in such a good mood.
Completely.
And I know that sounds crazy, but there's just certain things that, you know,
bring you joy. I know, it's literally my morning cup of coffee brings me so much joy. Like, it's actually absurd. So
yeah, it's absolutely wild. So
you have to find and pick what works for you guys. I think we're all getting through this together. Would love to hear everybody's tips and things like that, what you're doing to stay sane. I think also establishing routine has been really, really difficult for me, at least being home, you know, in a new environment. Again, it's been really hard to kind of get into my productive routine. So I feel like I've been less productive than usual, and I'm trying not to get too down on myself for that. It is what it is.
It is what it is.
It is what it is.
If you guys ever have any funny TikToks, I actually see a lot of y'all's. Like, I love how TikTok has it organized where you can go to your mentions.
Yeah, yeah.
I love, it's like people tag you and I a lot. Yes. In like the comments. So please, anytime you guys find a funny TikTok, please comment our names in them so we can like watch them because they're so funny.
So funny.
But yeah, we love you guys so, so, so much. We've got that giveaway. So at Gals on the Go Podcast Instagram for all the details. You have to follow a couple of us. $250 for three people. The dates will be up on there.
And I think that's really everything for like housekeeping. We really appreciate you guys for supporting us. Obviously you can find us on YouTube, Instagram. Danielle is crushing the YouTube content. I know.
So are you, Danielle. Yeah. All this together.
I feel like it's a nice distraction. I really look forward to watching vlogs right now. And I know a lot of people do. So if you're looking for some extra stuff, but with that being said, we'll see you guys next Wednesday with a brand new episode.
Yes. Love you guys. Talk soon. Bye-bye.
Bye.